doubt and fear. In the end, you'll see that it was worth it. When he returns, he'll wipe away our tears. There will be a day when all will bow before him. There will be a day when death will be no more. Standing face to face with he who died and rose again. Holy, holy is the Lord. And on that day we join the resurrection and stand beside the heroes of the faith. With one voice, a thousand generations sing, worthy is the Lamb who was slain. And on that day, we join the resurrection and stand beside the heroes of the faith. With one voice, a thousand generations sing, worthy is the Lamb who was slain. Forever he shall reign. So let it be today, we shout the hymn of heaven. With angels and the saints, we raise mighty roar. Light beyond the grave. Holy, holy is the Lord. So let it be today, we shout the hymn of heaven. With angels and the saints, we raise mighty roar. Glory to our God, who gave us light beyond the grave. Holy, holy is the Lord. 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 Holy, wasted all I knew. Holy Spirit, from creation's birth, giving light to all that God has made. Show your power once again on earth. Cause your church to hunger for your race. Let the fragrance of our prayers arise. Lead us on the road of sacrifice. Let in unity the face of Christ may be clear for all the world to see. Of our prayers arise. Lead us on the road of sacrifice. Let in unity the face of Christ may be clear for all the world to see.
Yes, Lord, for all the world to see. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for raising up Harry, Lord, to share with us tonight. Pray for your anointing upon him, Lord, to bless him and keep him, Lord, as he just brings himself before you, Lord, to share. And Lord, we pray we'd have ears to hear, that we would have teachable hearts and obedience to follow after your ways, Lord. You're so good to us, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. In your name we pray. Amen.
First of all, I want to thank God that I had the opportunity to stand before you and my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ for being here. And I thank Pastor for giving me that opportunity. Otherwise, I would not be here. So I thank God, who's my Father, and Jesus Christ, who is my Lord and Savior. We need more people to acknowledge the fact who are Christians, that Jesus Christ is the Lord and Savior, and not afraid to say so, because we have a serious problem, and the problem I'm talking about ain't the world, but basically it's happening within our churches, and it's spreading. So before I go any farther, let's pray. Father, I do come before you, thanking you for the opportunity, Father, to stand up here and say, thus says the Lord. Father, I pray that it doesn't be my word, Lord. I pray it be your word, Father, for they don't need to hear what I say. Thank, Lord, I pray that they come to hear you. Father, I pray for Robert, Lord, as he called this afternoon, yesterday, Lord, that hopefully we'll go home today, Father, from the hospital, Lord. From the lesion that is in his back, Father, and the pain, Father, that he's going through, Father, I pray, Father, for you will ease the pain that he's going through. And, Father, thank you. Pastor Dan called as well and say that his father is going home. What a blessing, Father, that is. And so, Father, we are thankful for what you are doing. And we are thankful for what you also is going to do. But we say and ask these things in Jesus' name. You can put my verse up there now. She asked me for a title, and I I had Larry give me this card, I think the last time I got up here and saved something. And it has to do with that 18 inches there, where we are missed by that 18 inches. And the 18 inches is from our head up here. I'm not going to hit my chest, but down here, where my heart is, where our heart is at. There's a lot of people who profess to be Christian. It's up here. They got a lot of knowledge. And I know the Bible says my people suffer because the lack of knowledge. But I don't think he's talking about the knowledge that is being propagated today, and is being propagated in the church, and is being propagated in colleges and seminaries, of people learning things that was taught them, and these are some old people, so they had them in, they had these their ideas in their head already, and it just never got down. So he didn't travel that 18 inches, as my brother say with that card, he didn't travel down to their heart. And as we're going to see in this verse and a lot more, the Bible says, the heart, because that's all our problem. And that's the world problem, but that's all our problem. It's the heart. The heart is deceitful above all things, desperately, desperately wicked. Who can know it? We know there's one person who knows, and that God Almighty knows our heart. And our heart is desperately, desperately, desperately wicked. And we have so much evil going on in the world because of man and woman's heart. Patrick gave us that verse yesterday in, I think it was Psalms, talking about being born from birth, the evilness that's in a person who's born from birth, because see, God knows when a person is born until the time that person died. So God can say that the evilness when a person is born, because God already saw that person's outcome, God can say that the evilness, and it's wicked, it's evil, and it's wicked. We have some evil and wicked people out there, but we have some people in the church that has fallen short because the word didn't travel those 18 inches. It didn't go from the head. And let me tell you, you got some folks that are super smart. I mean, smart. But that's all it says up here. It didn't go 18 inches. It didn't get down in their heart. It didn't get to their heart. And those are the people who are going to be preaching in churches. Those are the people who are teaching in colleges and seminars throughout our country. And when God said, my people perish for lack of knowledge, he wasn't talking about, again, head knowledge. He's talking about the heart. He's talking about the heart. You have people, a question was asked of these preachers, these teachers, what is the gospel? They look at each other. These people got doctors in front of them. They look at each other, try to come up with what is the gospel. And one guy said, well, there's many gospels. And he said, what is the gospel? And he mentioned one. He mentioned the prosperity gospel. And, but that's not the gospel, but he mentioned it. He mentioned another one. I'm not going to say. But there's many of them, he says. There's many of them. And none of them said, he said, what is the good news? And he tried to think of something to say from the Bible, because, like I say, they are Bible scholars of what the good news could be instead of what the good news is. You see, they're so smart, they have to come up with something to say when the good news is Jesus Christ is the good news. He is the grace of God. He is everything that we ever need. We need the good news. We need Jesus Christ. But again, we don't need him up here. We need him down here in our heart. It's a sad thing out there when you see what's going on, hear what's going on, listen to what's going on. While I'm talking, you could turn to Mark chapter 7, verse 21, in the world because of an evil and wicked heart. And only one Mark chapter I should be turning as well, but Mark chapter 7, we're talking about the heart for a little bit. But Mark chapter 7, verse 21, we're going to start. The Bible says, "For from within, out of the heart of men, proceed evil thoughts, adulterers, fornicationers, murderers, thief, covetousness, wickedness, deceit, lavishness, an evil eye, blasphemy, pride, foolishness." All these evil things come from within, and that's our heart. It didn't come from up here, it comes from within. That's what defiles a man. They need to get their heart right. They need to see, as we listen to a sound that says Dr. Jesus. They need Dr. Jesus to do an operation on their heart and not on their head. Knowledge is good. We need knowledge, especially today in the world that we live in with the technology. We need knowledge. I'm not saying that knowledge is bad. We need knowledge. But the knowledge that we'll see as we go to scriptures that we need come from above. It comes from God Almighty. It doesn't come from some classroom or some college. The knowledge that we need, God gives us that knowledge. God does. And that's what helps you and I. And for me and you to start with receiving the knowledge that God has for us or has given us, the first step is that, as Jesus said in Matthew, not Matthew and John, as Brother Doug, when he was at the last time in John 3:7, said that you must be born again. See, we have people in churches, seriously, behind the pulpit, they're not born again. Again, they're educated, but they're not born again. See, and the Bible says you must be born again. Why? Because you need a new heart. God works on the heart. Anyway, he doesn't work. That comes later. But he wants you and I to give him our heart. See, because the heart, you know, issue of life flows from our heart. I'm getting close to hitting my chest, brother. But I ain't gonna hit my chest. I'm not gonna hit my chest. As we look at a few people, but we're gonna in the Old Testament, we're gonna go to Acts. As God began to work, always working. Acts chapter 13, verse 22. The Bible says, "And when he had removed him, Saul, he raised up unto them David to be king, who gave this testimony and said, I have found David, the son of Jesse, a man after my own heart." which shall fulfill my will. As you read through the Old Testament, you see God always choosing people after his own heart who will fulfill his will, because God has planned for his people. As you read the Old Testament, he has planned to use his people for, again, for his purposes, not the folks down here purposes. It's always going to be about him. You see, David, a man after God's own heart. God didn't say David was perfect, and we know that he wasn't perfect, but he had a heart like God had. He had a heart that asked forgiveness. He had a heart praise to his Father, to his God. That's what God wants for you and I as we continue on. And if you turn, now we'll go to a couple of verses in the Old Testament, but if you turn to 1 Samuel, we'll see in 1 Samuel chapter 2 where God is using Samuel to point us to what's coming in the New Testament. 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 35. The Bible says, "And I will raise me up a faithful priest." You know, Eli and his sons, them, they were they were so God says, I'm gonna raise up me a faithful priest. For shall do according to that which is in my heart, God's heart, and my mind, God mind, I will build him a sure house, and he shall walk before my anointed forever. And he's talking about the one and only, his only begotten Son, Jesus Christ. He's talking about Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is our high priest. So if you turn to, I got that verse in here, Hebrews chapter 3. The heart is very important to God. Hebrews chapter 3. I think I know why folks like to stay one chapter and just go down instead of jumping over yonder, and over here, on the cross there. But Hebrews chapter 3, verse 1, the Bible says, "Wherefore, holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling, consider the apostle and high priest of our profession, Jesus Christ." Jesus Christ is our high priest. Jesus Christ is what God was telling Samuel back in 1 Samuel, someone who's going to do his will perfectly. He's not going to make no mistake. He's going to be the perfect high priest. That's why when he physically walked the earth, he said, you must be born again. See, something is round inside, and it's in here, not up here. Something is round in here. So you must be born again so that I and my Father and the Holy Spirit can do a mighty work in you. We're gonna do a mighty work inside of you, inside of me. And so we already know that you must be born again. You have to be born again. so God can work with you. And if you're born again, turn to Ezekiel chapter 11. Back and forth. Ezekiel chapter 11. God is speaking. Ezekiel chapter 11, verse 19 and 20. But the Bible says, God is speaking, I will give them one heart. I will put a new spirit within you, and I will take the stony heart out of their flesh and will give them an heart of flesh, that they may walk in my statute, keep my ordinance, and do them. And they shall be my people, and he will be my God. God's going to give, when you're born again, God gives us a new heart so that we will be obedient to him. We will worship him in spirit and in truth. Knowledge, we know we need knowledge. We know we need knowledge. And knowledge that we need, again, I mentioned it earlier, comes from above. So turn to Daniel. Daniel chapter, I need the Bible with the thing already there. So I just look and go. But Daniel, let's see what's happening in verse 1. Daniel chapter 1, verse 1, go down to verse 17 as he talks to these four Hebrew children. As for these four children, God gave them knowledge and skill in all learning and wisdom. And Daniel had understanding in wisdom and dream. God gave them all knowledge and skill. We want our knowledge and our wisdom come, we want to come from him. The Bible says if you lack it, just ask. He's just waiting. He's just waiting for you and I to ask. And he will give it to you and I, because that's what we need, because this heart, we want to keep this heart right for our Lord and Savior. There's too many people. People are leaving the church for whatever reason. People are leaving the church. People are turning their back on God. My prayer is I hope they were saved. But seeing again, a lot of people in church are not. But my prayer is I hope they were saved. But a lot of people are leaving the church, going to something different. Want to try something different. And in verse chapter 2, verse 20, Daniel's talking. Chapter 2, verse 20 in Daniel. Daniel answered and said, blessed be the name of our God forever, for wisdom and might are his. 21. And he changes the times and the season. He removed kings, set it up kings. He giveth wisdom unto the wise, knowledge to them that know understanding. Do you want, again, to come from above? Again, nothing wrong with education. But we want knowledge, wisdom. We want it from God above. In verse 21, he revealeth the deep secret thing. He knoweth what is in the darkness, and the light dwelleth in him. See, Jesus Christ said, I am the light of the world. See, follow me, you're not gonna stumble and fall, because I am the light for you. If you're not walking in the light as he is in the light, you're out of fellowship, as the Bible would say. because we need to walk in the light as he's in the light so we can have fellowship with him. God does not fellowship with darkness. You see, so God wants us to walk upright. He wants us to walk in the light as he is in the light. You have these educators don't believe. Oh boy, I'm not a rebel or anything, but they don't believe that this is God's holy word. They believe some things in it, but they don't believe. So it's not everything you hear is not true. And the reason they give is that well, see, this book was written by man. You see, a man. You know how man is. That's what they say. Now, these are the educators now. These are Bible scholars. As you get to this man and this man, he's writing about this time, this space time, and this guy's this specific time, and you got to go and go over this. So if you want to understand what the Bible says, these scholars, you have to go back in time. I don't speak Greek and I don't speak Hebrew. He said, well, you have to go back in time to the time that he penned this to see really what he was saying. One guy got so bold to say, see, if there's something in the Bible I don't agree with, then I have to interpret it for myself. I have to go in there because I don't understand it, he said. Now, maybe not. This guy's smart. I mean, he's smart. But if I don't understand it because it doesn't fit or suits me, I go inside the Word of God, and I interpret it for myself. He must have missed that scripture. this Bible scholar, he had to miss the scripture, says, this book is not given to any private interpretation. But he got to go in there and say, well, let me see, because I don't like what it's saying. In other words, for him, he doesn't like what it's saying, so he's going to interpret it so it fits him, it feels better for him. These are the people out there, I'm seriously, out there that are going to be preaching in churches, that are teaching in colleges all over this country. You see. This book has errors in it, he says. So you don't believe that this is an inerrant word of God? No. Too many hands been paying it. I mean, God. The Bible says, 2 Timothy 3:16, all scripture, that's 2 Timothy 3:16, all scripture is given for reproof. All scripture. The Bible says we need to let the Bible, this smart man, we need to let the Bible interpret itself. See what the Bible says. You can go from Genesis to Revelation, and you can see what the Bible says. And you can come up with the right answer, and it'll be from God, and it is God's answer, instead of something that fits you. God is not here to fit you. It's all about him. I know it's not about me. It's about him. And he's trying to figure out a scripture that will fit him. Smart. And God says, let's go back to Jeremiah. That's why I know from the Word of God. This is why I know that some people that stand up behind the pulpit, God did not put them there. Because Jeremiah 3, Chapter 15 says, and I will give you pastors according to my, bam, I ain't going to do it, heart. I'm going to give you pastors according to my heart, which shall feed you with knowledge and understanding that comes from up there, from above. I'm going to give you pastors. I'm going to call a man because I know the beginning of him, God, and I know the ending of him, God. So I'm going to call a man that will give you who is after my heart, who will give you knowledge and understanding. We got people, I'm seriously sitting behind the pulpit because someone said, you know what? You're pretty smart. You should be the pastor. And the guy, he had a huge money. He said, I'll become the pastor. He was the pastor of the church. Because someone says, you're very smart. As you read the word of God, God doesn't use smart people. Because they think he's smarter than God. A pastor said, and I heard this one a long time ago. Oh, no, God did not say that. I'm going to tell you what God meant to say. He didn't say that. I understand you read it. You read it in the Bible, but God didn't say that. This is what he meant to say. I said, you got to be kidding me. This is what God meant to say. He's telling God, I know what you meant to say. You see, you got confused, but I'm here to correct you. I'm here to set you straight. I know what you was going to say. You. And these are people, I'm going to tell you, these are people that stand behind the pulpit and say, thus says the Lord. That's why I know, again, God did not call them there. A lot of folks behind the pulpit themselves there. You see, for many different reasons. For many, many different reasons. Brother, they missed it. Like you said, well, like the card said, they missed it by 18 inches. A lot of it is still up there. It's up there. It didn't reach there. Jesus Christ used, God used people who are, first of all, who are born again. And the Bible says, because we're talking about the heart, 18 inches misses. Romans 10, 9 and 10, the Bible said that if thou wilt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus Christ, shall believe in thy heart that God raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth righteousness, with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. And again, these smart people don't believe that you can have a personal relationship. You can't have a personal relationship with God. You can't. You just can't have that. These are smart people now. These are these smart people. You can't have that, they say. You can't have a personal relationship. I don't know what Bible they use, and I got a little inkling about there where the Bible they're using. Where some of this stuff is coming from. But 2 Corinthians, all I know is it's not coming from above. 2 Corinthians, chapter 4. In whom the God of this world have blinded, that's what the problem mind with all the knowledge that, of them which believe not, unless the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine on them. The God of this world has done something to blinded them, because they can't see. And you understand, Satan is always working. He hates God, hates God's people. He wants to keep people in the dark. And some people like the dark because their deeds are evil. And that's who Satan works on. And you seem like you don't have to work that hard, because it seems like it's easy for some people not to hear the gospel, the word of God, this Holy Spirit, the third person of the Trinity, And with those folks, you can't use the word Trinity, even though one, two, and three is three. It's not in the Bible. Can't find it in the Bible nowhere. Their education is their God. These folks are so smart. I mean, I'm telling you, it'll blow your mind how smart these people are. I mean, they're smart. They are smart. Ephesians chapter 1. I missed my card, but they missed it by 18 inches. They missed it by 18 inches. Ephesians chapter 1. I'm at the right verse. Yeah, let's go to Ephesians chapter 2, since that ain't the right verse. Ephesians 2, verse 13. I know one of those geniuses would not like, I don't think he read this verse. But now in Christ Jesus, you who were sometime, verse 13, Ephesians 2, 13, who were farther off, are made nigh by the blood of Christ. No, he says, you need water. He says, you saved by water. Water washes away your sin. This preacher. Water washes away your sin? You don't believe in the blood of Jesus Christ? I mean, you'd be amazed if some preachers believe. I mean, the one preacher says, I get up there and preach on Sunday morning from the Word of God. I preach it, but then Monday, it's not the same. I'm not going to say what I preach on Monday morning to you if me and you sit down and start talking. You start asking me questions. I'm going to tell you, no. Because, see, I was in church and they're paying me to say this. So I say that in church because that's what they pay me. But when Monday morning comes, if me and you talking, we're going to say something different. I said, wait a minute. What do you mean you're going to? Either you believe what you're saying or you're just saying it, which he said, because they pay me. So if they pay me, this is what I'm going to say. But when Monday morning comes, I'm a different person. See? Yeah, I'm not going to say what I said yesterday, which was Sunday. A couple more verses. Galatians chapter 3, verse 8. Galatians 3, 8. Brother, they missed it. They missed it by 18 inches. With all that education they got, wow, if the heart was just right, it turned this country upside down. Seriously, could turn this country upside down. Galatians chapter 3. Bible says, and the scripture foreseeing that God would justify the heathen through faith, preach before the gospel of Abraham, saying, in thee shall all nations be blessed. As the gospel is preached to Abraham way back yonder, that in you all nations is going to be blessed. And we are blessed. All nation is blessed. For some reason, we're beginning to, in this country, we're turning our back on God. People are getting saved in churches. There are churches that are standing up and preaching the truth. But there are churches that are not. There's churches that are not standing on the Word of God because they don't believe that it is the Word of God. Amazes me with all that knowledge. I mean, it should be spewing out of their mouth. A couple more verses I go into. Romans chapter 1. First, if you're familiar with verse 16, Romans chapter 1, verse 16, the Bible says, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. For it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first, also, and to the Greek." I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, because I'm standing here because of the gospel of Christ. The gospel of Christ was preached one Sunday morning back in 1980. I received Jesus Christ as my personal Lord and Savior. I went forth. I didn't want to go forth on a Sunday morning, but I think that was probably to my third time going to church with my wife. I only went the other two times because our baby was being dedicated, another baby was being dedicated. So I went those two times. And then this time I said, okay, because I keep saying next Sunday, and God preached. Pastor Simpson, who was going home to be with the Lord, preached. And the word of God convicted me. Boy, I mean, it convicted me. The word of God convicted me. I'm not going up there. Oh, no. I mean, I was scared to go up there, but I also was scared because of the message. Thanks be to God. Hey, I went up there and accept Jesus Christ as my personal Lord and Savior. My life changed that Sunday. I was never the same. Why? Because God works in my heart. He works in my heart. And I thank him for that. And I'm glad for that, because God is not a respecter of person. God is not a respecter of person. And that's the last verse I think I should go to, and that's Romans. Same page. Next chapter, 11. Romans chapter 2, verse 11. "For there is no respect of person with God." See, God says, whosoever. Whosoever, let him come. My son died for the whole world. The whole world's not going to heaven. But whosoever come, Jesus Christ said, I would not turn away. But that's why I came. I came to save souls. See, the church, those churches, you have to pray for those pastors. I'm telling you, there's a lot of them out there. And they're breeding and growing more out there that don't believe that the Bible is the Word of God, the Holy Word of God. This book is, because my Father, who is God, says, look, I preserve this for you. See, so I believe God rather than, I don't care what kind of education they got than they. I rather believe God. Again, brother, they missed it by 18 inches. I mean, they got so much up here, I couldn't contain the stuff they got up here. I'm seriously, they got so much, it never reached their heart. Ever reach their heart. And so they are desperately wicked. God knows the heart. Let's pray. Father, I come before you again and thank you again, Father, for the opportunity to say, thus saith the Lord, to stand up here and share with these folks from your word of encouragement, even though we're living in a time where evil is running rampant. I know you're still on the throne. I know you're still in charge. I know how the end is. I know what the end gonna be. I don't know when, but I know what the end is. And I thank you for that. Comes through your word. Lord, I love you. I praise you, and I thank you again that I can say, thus says the Lord. If I say these things, In the name of my personal Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.